life, he destroys all those false gods. He demands first place. Your money can't be first. Your television can't be first. Even your family can't be first. Nothing can be first. Christ must be first. And every decision you make, you must say, what would Jesus have me do? The ethics you practice and the principles, this is the great question that we're to ask ourselves.
Ooh, and the Billy Graham. Uh-huh. Hello, Noah.
Hello, Ridge.
Merry Christmas.
Yep.
Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year.
It is January 2nd, 2025.
And a crisp.
What is it, like 48 degrees?
51 this morning.
It was 48 sunshining. When I woke up. 51, sun shining. It's a good day, that's for sure. But yeah, it's been a busy holiday season.
Yeah. You guys go out of town? I go out of town today. You go out of town today?
Yeah. What are you doing? You're going to the beach.
And then hunting tomorrow.
Yeah.
With Luke.
And we're heading up to Marion, Alabama to do some hunting as well. Me, Jackson, Tim, and Brecken.
The sun is bright.
Yeah, it's going right in your face.
Yeah.
I turned, but I'm good. Yeah, so what'd you do for Christmas?
Christmas? So Christmas.
Oh, dude.
Verse of the week?
Verse of the week.
Prayer. And then
look
we'll,
at us.
And then we'll hop into it.
Messing up.
For today's, well, this week, well, first of the day, is Romans 12:2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that. I gotta restart that. I'm sorry. Romans 12:2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Yeah.
Romans 12:2.
Romans 12:2. Yeah, cool. I guess I'll pray for us and we'll get things going. Lord, today we just come before you in this new year and just ready to live for you and worship you and do anything that we possibly can just to glorify your name and touch people's hearts and do whatever you have for us to do. Yeah, Lord, I just want to take this opportunity to pray for a few local churches in the area, just that you would have your hand in their services and on their pastors and on their staff, and just that they do everything to live for you. And obviously, first off, one of those is going to be our home church, Thrive, and then another local church I'd love to pray for is Journey Christian Church, and just ask you to keep your guidance over them and allow them to keep doing great things. And we just ask you for peace over all of Israel, and a prayer for the victims of the New Orleans massacre where the guy ran in and threw with the truck. And we just pray for peace over all the families who lost someone and for quick recovery for anyone who was injured. In the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Yeah, that was horrible. You heard about the New Orleans thing. it's crazy because I mean I'm from Louisiana. I'm pretty sure I've said that one or two times on here, and so I'm not a big fan of New Orleans. Obviously, I'm a Saints fan, but that's about the only attachment I have to New Orleans. I can't stand that place. It's honestly wicked, but it's always sad when somebody commits an act of terrorism like that and decides to just plow a truck and start shooting up a crowd of people. And I think right now it's at 15 people dead and like 38 injured.
Jeez.
So it's a big number, and it was a hard hit for the city, but they'll bounce back. They bounce back well. God will help. He'll be where he's got to be, and he knows everything's in his timing. So But, yeah, with that happening, though, we didn't get to watch Georgia play football last night.
They played today, I think.
So they played today at 4. Yeah, and that's kind of what, what have you been doing this holiday, the Christmas?
Christmas Eve. I spent Christmas Eve, like, almost the whole day with you guys. Went to Journey at 1, and then had a little, late lunch, and then we went to Thrive at around 5, and then did like the little gift exchange with the extended family, and then went back to my sister's house, had dinner, My dad always reads The Night Before Christmas to my nieces. And then, yeah, I went home, slept, and woke up on Christmas, opened presents, went to my sister's house. And
nice. Yeah. Well, I did the exact same thing on Christmas Eve as you did, minus going to your sister's house. What'd you get for Christmas?
Got some new boots.
Just goofing. New boot goofing.
These Ariat.
Ariat slip-ons?
Yeah, slip-ons.
Not boots, but like they're like Hey Dudes.
Hey Dudes, yeah.
But if you don't know what Hey Dudes are, they're like slippers you can wear outside.
And they have a thicker sole, which is nice.
Yeah.
Some golf balls, some clothes, gift cards.
Yeah. Nice, nice.
New chain.
I got the same shoes as you got on. Obviously, you got them from me. So did Corey. I got all three of us matching shoes for Christmas.
Them country boys.
We're slowly turning Mr. Caparuso into a Florida boy, baby.
Outdoorsman.
An outdoorsman. Florida outdoorsman. I got some stuff I've never, I've gotten before. So I got some Lululemon clothes, and I'd never got Lululemon, and I understand why it's so...
Yeah.
Good. Fabletics, dude. Yeah.
I need to get some Fabletics.
I got some Fabletics. I got put onto Fabletics with this Christmas, and those pants are just outstanding. New pair of Nikes, new chain, new gold watch, iced out. It's not real. It's just, there's nothing wrong with wearing flashy things if it makes you feel good. And I feel good when I wear that watch, even though I know it's not real. So anybody who has a problem with it? But I love getting gifts. I'm not going to lie. It's like I'm almost as much as I love giving gifts, because I was able to give Deanna so many awesome gifts this year. But I'm not going to turn down a blessing. I'm not going to tell someone no if they want to give me something. That's not biblical, dog. Why turn down your blessings?
Yeah,
keep your blessings. And you never know. Somebody might enjoy giving gifts just as much as you do or I do. And you might be taking that their ability to bless you away and do what they enjoy by giving gifts. Oh, on top of all that stuff, I got a new golf bag.
You did.
That's floating over my head right now. I'm just going to let you guys picture how that's happening. Noah got it for me.
For Christmas.
He's trying not to fart right now. It's pretty funny.
He came back from camping, yesterday?
We went camping. Yeah, Noah's first time camping.
In Mount Dora.
It was really in Apopka, in the Apopka Wildlife, nature preserve thing. We had Corey, and it was his first time camping, and then Bianca and the kids, and Deanna and the kids, and Jackson came out. But that camping trip was... What did you think? Out of 10, what's your rating?
It was 8.5. Just I liked the camping part and everything. Just
what would have made it a 10? No rain.
If I slept in a tent.
Oh yeah, if you slept in a tent.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it was like a mattress.
Yeah, dude tried to sleep in a hammock. That is a super comfortable hammock. He just can't sleep on his stomach. I don't know. Jackson was sleeping on his stomach in that thing.
I tried, and I was just
bent in half.
Yeah. Folded like a lawn chair.
We went camping Sunday to Tuesday. It was pretty fun. We got out there Sunday after church around 2:30. And as soon as we got out there, it started dumping rain on us for a solid hour. So we hurried up and tried to hang a tarp so we could put all of our stuff that had to stay dry under the tarp. And we got that done semi-quick. But we were all soaking wet, which, rain turns dirt into mud, and we pretty much had mud for the rest of the camping trip.
Baker,
my dog, named after Baker Mayfield, the goat, is she's a Labradoodle, and she has very long hair, and... terrible time to bring her camping when it's raining and long hair, and she got so many stickers and she got matted all the way down, so I had to shave her bald yesterday. Poor thing. But she looks good. I think I did a good job.
Oh, that's pretty good.
She just looks like she lost about 100 pounds.
She does. She looks so small.
The camping was sick. It I mean, at least I love camping. I sleep better when I'm in the woods than I do when I'm in my bed.
So it was real, like, camping. No running water.
Yeah, no running water, no electricity, no just bathrooms. Real primitive camping. No bathrooms. Pooping in the woods, peeing in the woods. I didn't poop one time. It's crazy. I poop all the time, though. But Noah, that dude worked out that.
A porta potty? Or porta john?
That old PJ.
Yeah. Then we had all those hobo dinners.
The food was so good. Camp food's always so good, dude. It was so good. What we have?
We had... So the first night, Sunday night, we had hobo dinners, which is like... Ridge cut up some potatoes and then some butter, some onions, and then ground beef. And we put a chili over it and then some seasonings, wrapped it up in tinfoil, put it on like the little grill rack, you could say, over the fire. Whew, it was good. And then we had eggs, cheese grits, sausage for breakfast. And then we had smash burgers. One night, the other night, and then, like, the same breakfast.
Yeah.
It was good.
Those smash burgers were so good.
They were so good.
Oh, dude. I love camping. We got to go. I don't know. We should have recorded an episode while we were out there. It's first night when it was, like, quiet. It would have been sick, but too bad. You live and you learn. Maybe next time we go camping, we'll do an episode. We're going to go camping before it warms up again.
Oh, so. Yeah. Like, next week's supposed to be cold.
Oh, that would have been the perfect time to be camping. Would be when it's like highs of like 50. That's the best time. But yeah, so
I did see something. I don't know if it's true, but there was like a 36% chance that it snows in Florida.
Yeah, it probably clickbait.
Yeah, probably. But
I mean, when they say that, it's probably like up in Tallahassee or like Pensacola, the south of, or like Monticello, up like right at the border. It probably will get snow in
Bama.
All 48 states.
Except Florida.
This year. Just Hawaii. Well, I said 48. But it snows every year in Hawaii.
It does?
Yeah, in the mountain. Oh. Florida is the only state that doesn't get snow every single year. At least, like, even not, and I'm not even counting, like, stick to the ground. Like, it could be like a slurry.
Yeah.
That melts as soon as it hits the ground. But, like, snow, what's considered snow, Florida is the only state that doesn't get it every year.
Dang.
Yeah. It's crazy. I don't know why we live in this mosquito-infested, swamp-butt-filled place.
It's nice when it's
But it's really nice chilly. For, like, a month and a half out of the year when it's cold. That little chirping thing has been going on for a month now, and I don't know where they are.
Is it a bird?
No, it's a smoke detector, but we pulled them all off in the house for the remodel, and now it's just in here somewhere in a box.
We're in the shop.
Yeah, we're in the shop.
Yeah.
So, but, so what did you do for New Year's?
I hung out with my friend.
Your friend that's a girl.
Yeah. Kayla. I went to her house, her family's house.
He's got a crush on her.
No, but it was good. Had some dinner, played some games that I've never played before. We played, it's called like chicken and hot dog.
What?
And so... There's like
Mr. Velez, what kind of games are you playing, bro?
There's like I'll just say the chicken and hot dog look like something you wouldn't expect them to look like. Okay. And there's little suction cups on the bottom of them. And there's like you get 4 bidding cards per round, and the bidding cards have different numbers on them. So, like, the numbers are, like, 1 through 4. And 4 means, like, the highest you bid. And so, and then there's challenge cards. And so, let's say the challenge card could be, like, gunslinger. You flip both chicken and hot dogs at your hip. And they have to do at least one rotation and stick to the ground. And so, you and the opposing team you bid. So you could bid one, and if they bid three, whatever, whoever bids the highest has to do it. And then if you bid the same number, it's a flip off. First to two flips, and then whoever wins that chooses who has to do the challenge. And Kayla was on my team.
That's crazy.
Both her brothers, and we lost every time.
Yikes.
And then we played
Zach and Josh.
Yeah.
And then who are you playing against?
It was me and Kayla versus Zach and Josh.
Oh, I thought you said it was you guys all four.
No. But me and Kayla lost every time.
Hmm.
And then I played Silent Library.
Silent Library is fun.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. I was good at it. I carried. And then her
mom. I can see that.
Yeah. I was goated at it. It was easy. And then her mom made like M&M cookies and monkey bread.
Monkey bread.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I left around like 10:15 because it's like 45 minutes from my house.
Well, yeah. She lives deep in the sticks.
Into berries, yeah. But no, it was a good time. It was
It
was fun. Had a great time.
We got to have Eddie on here, dude.
We do.
Eddie would be cool.
Yeah.
Why don't you text him right now? Be like, yo, we're doing the podcast right now. Drive over here. Get on this thing.
It's like a 30-minute drive.
I know. But we'll do it. We're going to do it soon. Mr. Velez.
Maybe even Kayla on here.
Maybe. Maybe both at the same time.
Yeah.
Let's just do the whole family.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know if I spoke English.
It's like a Q&A.
Cool, dude. That's...
What did you do for New Year's? That
sounds like a good New Year's. New Year's, what did I do? New Year's Eve, you mean. What did I do? Did I see you? Oh, yeah. We came back from camping on New Year's Eve.
We came back from camping.
Unpacked. Cleaned everything up. Hold on, dude. I also got the wheel spacers and lift for my truck for Christmas, which I'm looking at it right now, and it just looks good. Not too big.
Not too small.
Just right.
It's like they say in Goldilocks in three.
But yeah, so New Year's Eve, we got back from camping, cleaned everything up, got the truck cleaned out and washed. Then I went over to my mom and dad's house for a couple hours to watch the LSU Baylor game, which was super sick because Forrest Frank was there, and there's a whole commercial, which was just like awesome, of Forrest Frank and his song, I'll Never Get Used to This, and it's all like cool. Through Baylor, and like people are like worshiping on the commercial. Like,
that's sick.
Yeah, it was definitely cool. It's just another, like we talked about last episode thing, how like Christian music is making a bigger step to get into the secular world while still being Christian and godly. So watch that LSU game, which was a pretty solid game. Then I came home. Pretty much got in bed at like 7:30 because I was tired, dog. And then watched Lost till midnight. Heard some people shoot some fireworks off. Went to bed. Woke up and it was 2025. Actually, I guess I went to bed and it was 2025.
Yeah.
Then New Year's Day, we just went to my mudda's house.
For some etouffee. Etouffee?
Oh, yeah, you were there.
Yeah.
For some etouffee and some black-eyed peas and cabbage.
Mm-hmm. It was good.
Yeah, it was really good. Every time she tells me she's cooking black-eyed peas, I'm just, like, thinking, like, I'm going to get a bowl of, like, watery black-eyed peas. But it always has a lot of flavor.
Oh, they were good.
Yeah, did that. Hung out a little bit. Visited with the brother and sister-in-law and nephew.
Nephews.
Got a few of them nephews before they fly back to China tomorrow.
Long flight.
Yeah, they live in China, so glad I'm not making that flight, but but yeah, that was my new year. I wanted to go over the book of Jonah and the story of Jonah. You know who Jonah was?
Yeah, Jonah was in the he was in the whale.
Jonah got swallowed by a whale. Which is, if you ask me what the most, like, I would say, like, if I was, like, a non-Christian and didn't have faith, hard to believe story was,
It would be that one.
I think it would be Jonah being swallowed by a whale more than likely than Jesus being resurrected. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, dude, like, who gets swallowed by a great fish is really what it, like, translates to from, like, the Greek Bible. And it's like, that just doesn't make sense. Mm-mm. Like, I get it. Like, it's about having faith and believing the firsthand, like, told stories, but it's just, it's a wild theory. So, you know, like, what the central conflict of the story was? He was told by God, Jonah, to go preach in Nineveh.
Okay.
Which is, like, the most wicked city on the planet. Also the largest city at the time. Like, and it was, like, 120,000 people. Like, it was a massive city. I was actually watching a... Like, it was a coincidence, because I read through Jonah a little bit in the last few days. And then I put this show on to, like, fall asleep to last night on National Geographic. And it was, like ancient artifacts or something of the Bible. And they were digging up the city of Nineveh, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. Full circle moment.
Yeah, so, like, it was Jonah's resistance to God's call to preach the wicked city of Nineveh, representing the tension between God's universal love and human prejudice. But it's, like, I think the moral of the story of that story is, dude, you can't run from God.
Mm-mm.
So, like, the dude refuses, hops on a boat, tries to sail away. The seas are so bad that the crew of the ship sacrifices Jonah, throws him overboard. The seas calm down.
Mm-hmm.
God sends a whale to swallow this dude up for 3 days and three nights. And it's like, it's like a semblance, a symbolical parable, maybe.
Yeah.
That Jesus uses when he knows he's going to be crucified. Jesus was in the tomb for 3 days and three nights. Jonah was in the whale for three days and three nights. Jesus used it and said he was going to come back, just like Jonah did. Like, he relates himself to that story. In Jonah, like, he reluctantly, like, he didn't want to, but reluctantly delivered the message to Nineveh, and it resulted in the entire city's repentance. So, like, 120,000 people going from death to life, darkness to light.
Yeah, and chapter 2 is kind of all about the prayer that Jonah prayed to the Lord from the fish's belly.
Yeah.
And that's crazy. I was reading in chapter 1, verse 17, now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah. And I don't know, it's just, like, I was, when I read that, I was kind of thinking, like, it's kind of wild that, you know, when we run from God, he can, what's the word?
I don't know.
Almost put us in, like, battles, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
To kind of, like, get out
of. I mean, Jonah was, I mean, he was, like, a really flawed prophet. He doubted a lot. He had a lot of insecurity. He resisted God a lot. But God still went after him, made sure he knew, like, dude, you can't run from me. Like, yeah. I got you. And then turned his heart to be used for good. So, yeah, I mean, it's just it's a very interesting story. It's a hard story for sure if you're not a Christian or a believer to get behind, but it's also a very good symbol of you can't run from God, mm-hmm. like, in any circumstance, because he'll literally send a whale to come swallow you up and bring you to where he wants you.
Yeah, like, and then once the people what did you say? Started with the R. Like, relented?
Relentless?
No.
I don't know. What are you talking about?
What's the word? It's on the tip of my tongue.
You better get it off.
I don't know. Just, like, once the people put their faith in God, in verse 10 of chapter 3, it says, "Then God saw their works, and they turned from their evil way. And God relented from the disaster that he had said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it." So it kind of just shows that, you know, once we put our all into believing in God and his word and, you know, his plan for us, then, you know, everything will be okay.
Yeah. What was always a little, like, strange for me, or, I mean, I say always, I've just been really reading through this in the last 2 or 3 days, is his, like, it almost seemed to me like that Jonah is angry that Nineveh, like, came to Christ.
Yeah.
Like, he's got a little resentment, which I'm not really sure why.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it's all in God's hands, and eventually he realized that. But it's just like one of those things. It's like, I would be ecstatic if I saw 120,000 people come to Christ.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I'm sure I'm not done with Jonah. I'm still going through it. So I'm sure something will pop out to me. I'll figure something out as I'm reading it and writing it down in my notes.
Yeah, it's crazy because Jonah says, "Therefore now, O Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than live." Like, and that's after all the people, you know, hundreds, thousands of people came to Christ.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, yeah, that's Jonah. If you have questions, I mean, please reach out. I'll try and find the answer. You can hit us up on Instagram or wherever you feel. If you have my number, you can text me. Here, you guys want Noah's number? I'll tell it to you. 321-246-4293. If you have any problems, you can call or text Noah Holmes. Address is...
No, stop.
Da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da.
Dance Court.
Dance Court, Maitland, Florida. Oh, dude, what are your plans for the new year?
Hopefully get more, deep in the word, read my Bible more, try and go to the gym.
That's what everyone says.
Yeah, I know.
I just stopped saying it.
I just said try. But yeah, definitely get more, deep in the word. In the Bible. What else? I don't want to say this one.
Why?
I just don't.
Say it.
No.
Say it.
No.
Say it.
Mm-mm.
You better say it.
No.
Why? What is it? Get a girlfriend? That was it.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like that's really it.
Yeah.
Maybe try and fish a little more this year.
Fish a little more?
Yeah.
Nice.
What about you?
Definitely get deeper in faith. I don't know if I'm going to try and go to the gym, but I'm going to try and, like, at least, like, work out, like, walk, run, yeah, take the dogs, like, a lot more often. What else am I going to do? Work a lot more. Work on myself a lot more. Work on you a lot more.
I know. I do want to try and go to like another, like, conference this year, like the Turning Point thing.
Yeah.
I want to try and go to, like, see if there's another one local sometime this year and go
that'd
to
be
it
sick.
Again. Yeah,
yeah, that'd be cool to do another one like that. And then I definitely want to play a little bit more golf this year.
Yeah,
you played plenty of golf last year. I didn't play that much golf.
And I don't know, honestly, probably get the courage to try and
get a girlfriend,
proclaim the gospel and
like publicly.
Publicly.
Yeah. That's a tough thing.
Mm-hmm. You know, sure. Whether that's like,
take some balls to do that.
Like, you know how Charlie Kirk and the Connectly family, like, you know, set up a table somewhere, just try and, you know, figure out something where we can publicly proclaim the gospel and spread the good news.
Yeah. That would be sweet. I definitely want to have more. I know we only did this for what, like a quarter of the year last year. When did we start? In August or September? One of the two.
One of the days.
Definitely want to have more people on, like more often. I know we reached out to Armor of God. We're in the works of getting that scheduled. Have some other people on. Gonna have a discussion with Mr. Caparuso about doing our Bible study rundown, kind of like going through what we studied that month on here, like once a month for him, with him. Yeah. And just in case anybody's wondering, Jesus loves you.
Jesus does love you.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be a really good year. I think we're going to see a lot come from the podcast, but like not, I'll see a lot for us, like see a lot for other people. Mm-hmm. Cause I'm not like, I've said, I'm not worried about anything that comes from this podcast except salvations mm-hmm. and better relationships with Christ from us and other people listening. So that's the main goal. And it's going to be a good year. I really do believe it. And hopefully it does pan out to be a great year.
Hopefully, yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Excited for the new year. What's to come? What God has in store?
2025, a quarter of the way through the century.
Is a century 100 years?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
Too bad neither of us will make it to see the end of the century.
You never know.
Yeah, I don't know. You could be like 96.
So that's 75 more years. I would be 94.
Okay. I'd be 98.
Maybe 104.
Or 99, right? No,
104.
104. Or yeah, no.
103.
Yeah, I'll make it.
You can make it.
Yeah. I'm hoping by the time I'm 50, they got it. Like, oh, you want to live for an extra 20 years? Deal. I don't want to live forever, but
dang, I'll be 44 in 2050. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's nutso.
You'll be old.
I'll be 52.
So yeah, I think so.
It's a long time from now.
That's a long time.
Who knows if we'll even make it to see that far. Hopefully Jesus comes back before then.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, dude. So I'm glad to go into this new year with everybody, with you.
Yeah, so am I.
Doing this podcast, figuring life out. And I think this is going to be a wrap. If you want to take us down the old verse of the day.
Verse of the day, Romans 12:2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:2.
Amen. Well, this is the peace out.
Deuces.
We'll see you guys next week. We hope everyone had great holidays and has a blessed new year. And please reach out to us if there is anything we can do for you, pray for you, talk to you about, and we're more than willing to do our best and give it our best shot, or if not, find the answer for you. Again, thank you so much for listening and for bringing in the new year with us. Everyone, have a sick day.